So this one's called Homage to Gertrude Badu. And so, you know, those photograph machines where you, like, get together, you and your other half, and then they mix them, and they say, this is what your child would look like. So that's kind of what this is. It's like Gertrude Stein and Erykah Badu if they had a kid. If they had a kid and I went to high school with that kid. If your mama was as fine as half a bottle of honey wine, or your daddy cool as a coin tossed in a wishing well, well, yeah, she might compliment your style. But more often than not, her eyeglasses were tuned to whatever she was illegally spray painting on the war streets. If Clay and Lula from Omiri Baraka's 1964 play Dutchman had a baby, I mean, if Lula and the white folks hadn't killed Brother Clay, what do you suppose would have been the first and middle name of their baby? This is what she asked me before signing my yearbook, so no telling what she felt for me. Her shoes, I think they were called miner's boots. Once she stooped to blow smoke into the mouth of a neighbor's pit bull, and I saw the glitter on her G-string. Her and the pigtailed cashier from the corner store stole the preacher's 2-pound Bible. She ain't speak nothing but verbs to priests, and she'd throw hot vows in the face of anyone peddling so-called myth science. Her and the girl with a head full of freckles broke into the Mickey D's, the Joanne Fabric, the Asian back rub parlor, and they left the goods on the lawn of our retired high school principal. You know what they call someone who wins by cheating? She asked me later that day. A winner. No one lives in adult movies, she used to say. If I recited all the laws of the Gnostics, she promised to kiss me in some mysterious way on some even more mysterious part of my longing. She told me trombone was always the word of the day. Also, anytime one finds oneself facing oneself in a mirror, one must say to the mirror, you don't know shit about me. She used to say, you can't be free, trapped in a body. So that's like if they had kids, Gertrude Stein and Erykah Badu, that would be the kind of personage. Okay. if y'all ask me later, I'll tell you where this stuff is coming from, but otherwise it's a hodgepodge. This one's called How G'd Up Are You? And it does come from somewhere. So the first part are the questions, like how G are you? And then the second part are the answers. How G'd up are you? What would you put on to attend your daddy's sentencing? What would you put on if you went with your father to work filling a swamp with dirt for a real estate company developing a residential area called Magnolia Plantation? What would you wear to a party thrown under plastic palm trees around a shabby pool with no deep end at a motel called Oceanside? What would you wear to visit your brother at the hospital after they moved him from the ER to the ICU? What would you wear in a house of mirrors? What would you wear in a house of God? What would you wear to visit your father in prison? What would you wear if you was an extra in a music video? What would you wear if you was in a shoe store selling nothing but Office Oxfords and penny loafers? What would you put on if you knew the news lady and her camera crew was coming by to interview you after a crime you witnessed? What would you put on if your mama let you drive her car to visit your daughter across town one Sunday afternoon? What would you wear if you drove half a day to see your girl across state, and when you got there, it was way past the time her parents said you couldn't visit after they saw what you was wearing? But you waited past midnight until she snuck out the back door so you could walk with her up and down the neighborhood with a bunch of yard dogs barking at you in the moonlight. I would wear the gold chain my daddy gave me the first time he showed up after a year locked away. I would put on my Tim boots to keep the mud from swallowing all the places I stood. I would roll up my pants leg and wade in the water and gaze at the parts of me that turned blue. I'd wear my brother's blood on my shirt and his breath on my face as I cried and cussed loud enough to wake that fool. I'd wear a mask of silence and vanish before you. I'd wear a mask of forgiveness and fit the same mask on you. I'd wear a mask of sins around my neck and beg God to loosen the noose. I'd wear my father's disillusionment and fortitude. I'd put on a fly-fitted brim so that the shade over my eyes would move as I moved. I would never wear white man's shoes. I'd wear shades and an airbrushed t-shirt that says, "I am the news." I would wear a tattoo of my daughter's name below my ear. I would wear my lover's love in the moonlight like a tattoo.